manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
If there was one Little League rule that you'd like to bring to the bigs.
The pizza after the game, immediately after the game.
This is Brewers 360.
Yeah, it was definitely overwhelming, but, you know, it was fun. It was fun to be, a little superhero for those guys, and it was a blast.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Potawatomi Sportsbook and Ridgetop, as well as Cannon and Dunphy. Joined now by the manager, Pat Murphy, from New York. Morning, Pat.
How are you?
Hey, what a great bunch of sound bites we got from the guys and moments that everybody shared. We'll get to the Mets series here in a moment, but just if you could reflect on that experience there in Williamsport, it seemed energizing for so many of the guys on the team.
I mean, it was a great experience. I said it many times, you know, the responsibility to do that for young people is what really it's all about for us.
Remember when we were talking ahead of last year's postseason? I think it was Eric who said, you know, America could very well fall in love with this team if you make a deep run.
Oh, absolutely.
So many good guys, so many great stories. And this was a perfect example, Murph, of you know, this young team really embracing these moments with the little leaguers, and so many of them were quite familiar with our guys.
Yeah, I think people have understood that the Brewers do, you know, are a little different. We're the small market team that has had success, sustained success, and people are wondering. I hear the comments all the time. I love the way you guys play. I'm like, gee, I wish I felt more like that. But it's just great to hear. And I think I don't realize it some of the time because my head's down. But I think people have embraced the Brewers and the way these guys go about it. And the credit really belongs to the guys and for Matt Arnold for bringing the right guys in those guys doing their research on who these guys are, because they are the right bunch. We might not be known to everybody, although, like you said, we're getting more and more known. So it's kind of fun to see.
Speaking of that, so interesting play in the game on Sunday. So Andrew Vaughn is running the second base on a ground out. I think it was Yelich. And Vaughn he ran up into the grass a little bit to get in the line of fire, so to speak, of the throw to second base for the force out. And it conked him in the head, and he was able to take second base because of that. What is the rule there, Skip, on where you're able to run because that was a legal play?
Yeah, it sure was. I mean, obviously that's like, me talking about, putting on makeup. You know, like, you're obviously not following baseball that much because that happens, like, all the time. It's a normal play in baseball that the base runner creates his lane and you have to throw around him.
So how is that different than trying to avoid a tag?
You get a certain amount of space, just like you do there. You can create your own baseline to an extent. It has to be within 3 feet of the actual line between the base and the next base. But he certainly did that. You can't purposely turn around and get in front of the throw. But I know there's a lot of 11- and 12-year-olds right in your vicinity that can fill you in on this.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy is on with us this morning. Some encouraging news, perhaps, Pat, about Brandon Woodruff. I guess for the moment he's going to avoid having surgery. Are you holding out some level of hope that there's a possibility we see him yet this season?
Why not? Why not? I mean, he's excited about it, and why not be excited? Because there is a possibility. I don't know that he can get in shape to throw a long outing by that time, because it is still a progression. But why not? Why not hold out hope? Everyone knows what he's capable of when he's healthy, and I think we should be hopeful. I'm not telling you that it's likely. I'm just saying I'm hopeful.
Brewers open the 3-game series here with the Mets. Now you're out there in New York. What do we know about the Mets? I know their record doesn't show that they're a great team, but you got to step up every night. And guys, you might see some guys out there who are fighting for a future in the league, trying to make a name for themselves.
Well, if you're following baseball, which I know you guys are every night very closely, obviously from your commentary. Anyway, the Mets are like the hottest team in baseball right now. I mean, they've got these two young guys, Ewing and Benj, that are their future, and they're playing great. They're playing the best baseball they've played all year. They've got two young pitchers, Thornton and Scott, that are throwing the ball as good as they've thrown it. And, yeah, just look at what they've done lately. They're beating up on everybody. So we'll have our work cut out for us, but we know that going in that we're not going to surprise anybody anymore.
Skip, Lori, Nicola. Oh, go ahead.
No, I just think it'll be a great series.
Lori Nickel from the Journal Sentinel wrote a great piece about William Contreras and Jackson Churio, who both are hitting right now, but also dealing still with what's happening in Venezuela, in their home country, with the earthquake that took place and the devastation that's taking place there. It's a good reminder for us sometimes that, you know, you sit and watch these guys play every day, and they still got things they're battling with at home.
No doubt. You know, this, I'm not going to tell anybody it's not a privileged life, because it is a privileged life for these guys and for myself. But they're young and they're dealing with a lot of things, and they don't know too much different. So while it's privileged to all of us as we look on, it is still, there's a lot of hardship and there's a lot of things that these guys face that people don't understand. So, yeah, I think it's cool that you mentioned that, because it's happening and it's real.
So Kyle Harrison on the mound tonight. Does he have a nickname? Do you have a nickname for him?
Just Harry so far. Yeah, it'll come up. They come naturally. So I'm sure something will come.
Eric wants to call him Fireball. Go ahead, tell him why.
Well, because we heard that he cramped up that one game. And they said that when you cramp up, you take like a cinnamon shot. So it made us thinking of Fireball, which some people, you know, take a cinnamon shot of that, like back in college in the day and that kind of thing.
Yeah, like last week for you or what?
This morning, maybe. I don't know, a little nip, a little taste. Not anything over the line.
The interference question, obviously, you've been inebriated in some way.
I'm just looking for
clarification.
I'm just a student of the game.
Anybody do anything interesting on the off day there in New York?
There's, you know, I'm here with family, so my daughter's here and getting to see her girls and my son-in-law and things like that. It's been great.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
All right. Brewers and Mets go tonight, 6:10 first pitch our time. Thanks, Murph.
Thanks, Skip.
Thank you, guys.